This I used to work for her.
Uh-huh.
And some other people I used to work around too and clean up and like mm-hmm. around, close around. And Miss Dr. Mm-hmm. wife, I used to work for her for years.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your education, the name of the school that you went to.
St. Joseph's School. And my sister was Sister
uh-huh. uh-huh. How long did you go there?
Well, I was a little, I wasn't a little girl, I know, but I don't know, I forgot just the age when I was.
Uh-huh.
But I was kind of pretty, kind of young then, like, when I stopped.
What grade did you stop at?
I stopped around about the third, about fourth.
Uh-huh.
I ain't look like much on education, like, I didn't get much of it at all. I even went out to the Gibson School and looked like they didn't call it teachers, nothing like.
What's a Gibson School?
That big brick on the corner, like used to be the pawn building, like, and I used uh-huh. to call it a Gibson School. And
adult education or what?
Yeah, uh-huh. Miss Kelly used to be my teacher.
Uh-huh.
She used to be the teacher.
How old were you when you went to the Gibson School?
Ooh, I guess I was kind of young then, too, then.
Was this after you went to St. Joseph's School?
Yeah, sometimes I go there and sometimes I go to change up, you know, like.
Uh-huh.
And I was still young to go at home, though.
How long did you go to the Gibson School?
Well, this was enough to, I guess, to learn a little something.
Have you been very active in clubs and things?
No, I never have.
Uh-huh.
No, I've gone out to nothing like that. See, just stayed right home
uh-huh.
with my husband and doing the work and come back home and be home uh-huh. with my husband.
What about this right here, this recreation?
Oh, this is the only way I come here in the morning, then
uh-huh.
she come get me in the evening, and they carry me on home, and I stay right home. I don't go nowhere, like, I don't have no, look like my friends and all what used to be with me. I don't have no friends, look like. Nobody don't bother with you no more, like. And sometimes my daughters or something like that, they stay away from me, look like. My grandchildren, I don't know if I got grandchildren sometimes. I said, well, I look like sometime I just don't want to feel like living sometime. I just want to get away out the world. You know, you do feel that way.
Yeah.
Like nobody just, and then my sister out there on Diamond Road,
uh-huh.
she's right sick. And we went out there Sunday night with my sister's daughter, Agnes. And we cared a little something, fixed a little something, neat us, you know, did. Stayed out there with her a while. She's sick. She had to walk with one of them walkers, like, you know. And she got a cold, and she just can't hardly get about. And she wanted me to stay out there with her so I could give her hot water at nighttime, tend to her because she's cold at night. She said, I wish I had told you to stay here with me, but I'm not able to do nothing. I said, my daughter's home. She's sick. And she goes out to this doctor, you know. Medicine. She got to take a pill at night just before she go to bed, and it just knocks her out. She don't know nothing more. And so I'll just have to do all the work myself at home, what I have to do.
Do you go to church?
I go to church when I can, the Catholic, St. Stephen on Garden Street there, when I can make it. And I send my envelopes over there by my son sometimes when I can't make it myself. Now I got about three of them now. He couldn't make it because it was cold Saturday. And I didn't get there Sunday myself. So if the weather's a good Sunday, and see, they don't have no heat hardly in church there no more now. And they don't turn the heat on like they used. I guess they're saving gas, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go when I can, when I'm feeling good. Uh-huh.
You say you've traveled to visit your son?
Yeah, and he pays my fare going and coming.
Uh-huh. He lives
in the airplane. He's in Philadelphia.